Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stan Spence. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Doby. Pesce reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pesce scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman strikes out. There goes Spence. The throw from Hegan to Boudreau, and Spence is out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball four. Tebbets moves to second. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Doby reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bearden hits a fly ball into right field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson now playing first base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr strikes out. 1 out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Spence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson bunts towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Bearden moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau is walked intentionally. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Doby reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hegan is walked intentionally. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to third and picks off Doby. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bearden hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Hegan goes all the way around to score. Bearden moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pesky strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two home runs, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gordon is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Stan Spence. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch runs for Billy Hitchcock. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.